now that the war is in the occupation stage, how will the anti-war movement and anti-capitalism movement, how will they modify their tactics?
Well, I don't know exactly how they will do it, but as an individual, what I will do is be another body in the crowd and make sure that I show up at every anti-war protest possible, or every direct action like I did today. Stop traffic in front of Lockheed Martin, you know? The only best way to disrupt the government, disrupt the system, is to clog the artery system, block traffic, you know? That's got to be one of the best tactics ever used. Make a big disruption.
Second question is, what kind of message would you like to give to people outside of the Bay Area who may not understand why you're out here today?
Well, maybe you should educate yourself. Turn off corporate television and tune into indie media. Tune into KPFA. Start listening to other points of view. How are you supposed to make a conclusion if you're only hearing one side all the time, like NBC or ABC, MSNBC or whatnot? There's some confrontation over there for a while. But that's pretty much all I have to say.
What about the police? How have they been today towards the protesters in general?
Pretty hostile. Police on horseback, police on motorcycles, cops and riot gear, you know, getting hostile every now and then.
Yeah,
there's like a circle of people over there in the middle of the street. Looks like there was 8 cops surrounding them a while ago. It just seems like they've left them alone. They're being cool so far now. But I don't know, things might get worse later on. Who knows?
Thanks.